have a chat to our National Garden Scheme correspondent. He's not just a correspondent, he's the Assistant County Organiser and Publicity Officer for the National Garden Scheme in East and Mid Sussex. He's a very important man. He's Jeff Stonebanks, and he's got a fantastic garden of his own, which I would advise you to go along and have a look at Driftwood, or take a look at the very least at his very comprehensive website. So here we go again then. This is where we started last year, Jeff, with
it
gardens.
Is. Good morning. Good
morning. Gardens open for people to see. Is the book available yet for this year?
It is, yes. I mean, the book will be launched officially on the 2nd of April in the Festival Hall. But yeah, people can, if they've already pre-ordered, they should be arriving on their doors now. And their county booklets are starting to be distributed, which people will find in local garden centres, libraries, etc. So yeah, everything's coming out, so people will be able to sort of plan what they want to do this summer.
Very good. And of course, some gardens were open in February, but
they were. I mean, the weather wasn't kind to us, was it?
No.
And to be honest, it has played havoc. One of the largest gardens we've got in East Sussex is Pembury House, which takes 10 grand a year normally. But the first five openings, the weather was so grim. Unfortunately, attendances were very low. So let's hope that March throws some better weather at us.
Indeed. Well, have you got some pickings for us, some recommendations?
I have indeed. But firstly, congratulations to Jim on his celebrity status.
I know. Well, he's a celebrity gardener in waiting, of course. It hasn't quite happened. But there was
okay.
a little bit of speculation as to whether or not he'd made the whole thing up, Jeff. But apparently,
Moving swiftly on, then. We've got six gardens to tempt your listeners across in March across Surrey, Sussex and North East Hants. The first of those we'll start with is in Surrey, and it's Albury Park, which is 5 miles southeast of Guildford. It'll open on Sunday the 16th between 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. Adults £4 and children free. Visitors will find a lovely homemade teas available in this wonderful 40-acre pleasure ground, originally laid out in the 1670s by John Evelyn for Henry Howard, later the 6th Duke of Norfolk. There's a quarter of a mile of terraces with fine collection of trees, a lake, a river, and sounds really enticing. Second offering in Surrey is Van, which is located 6 miles south of Godalming at Hambledon. This will open for the NGS on Sunday the 29th of March, right through until Friday the 4th of April inclusive, and all dates it'll open from 10 until 6. Adults entry is £5 and children free. This is a stunning 5-acre garden surrounding a Tudor William and Mary house, which isn't open, with some arts and crafts additions. At the front there's a brick-paved original garden, and to the rear a quarter-acre pond with a yew walk and a Gertrude Jekyll water garden. And of course at this time of year there'll be snowdrops, hellebores, spring bulbs and fritillia, which sounds absolutely wonderful. Moving on then to North East Hampshire, your listeners can find Beechingwood Farm, which is situated 5 miles southeast of Hook in Hillside near Odiham. It'll open every single Wednesday from the 26th of March through until the 4th of June from 2 p.m. till 5 p.m. Adults £4, children free. Here again, the infamous homemade teas to enjoy after you've sampled the lovely 2-acre garden. There's a lawn meandering through woodland with drifts of spring bulbs, a rose pergola with steps, pots brimming with string bulbs. A fritillary and cowslip meadow is another lovely feature, as well as the walled herb garden. And then another one not to be missed. Moving on now into Sussex, which is my neck of the woods, we've got three gardens to offer in March. The first is Dax, which is about 6 miles north of Worthing in Spearhill at Ashington. This will open on Sunday the 30th of March between 2 p.m. and 5:30. Adults are £4 and again children free. Here visitors will find a previously waterlogged field, although if the weather's on, as it is, we might still be waterlogged, now turned into a beautiful garden of about 2 acres, including a white garden, bog garden, a stream and an unusual design of bridges. Several other themed beds with perennials of different textures and colours, and again, lovely wide range of daffodils, narcissus, snowdrops, fritillia, and irises again, which are lovely at this time of the year, and the much anticipated homemade teas. Next, there's the Old Vicarage in the Street, Washington. This will open on Sunday the 23rd of March from 10:30 to 4:30. It's located 2.5 miles east of Storrington and 4 miles west of Steyning. Adults 4.50 and children free. I did visit this garden myself last year, and it's got a fabulous conservatory with wonderful teas and cakes in this 3.5-acre garden set around an 1832 Rigetti-style house. The front is formally laid out with topiary, a large lawn and mixed border, To the rear, some mature trees dating back to the 19th century, with a herbaceous border, a new large pond, and stunning interrupted views of the North Downs, finished off with a stream and a woodland area. Our final offering then for March is King John Lodge, which is 2 miles west of Hurst Green in Sheep Street Lane, Etchingham. It'll open for the NGS on Sunday the 30th of March between 2 and 4. Adults entry is £4, children free. Homemade teas can be had before or after the visit. This four-acre romantic garden for all seasons surrounds an historic listed house, which isn't open, has a formal garden with water features, rose walk, wild garden and pond, and a rustic bridge to a shady ivy garden. Finally, you can visit the nursery and the shop. So, Joe, those are our gardens for March. I mean, there's lots of talk about the weather. Let's hope it does start to improve.
Well, let's hope so.
March. But as always, people, if they want more information, can go to the NGS website at www.ngs.org.uk.
Very good. And your own website for Driftwood?
Oh, well, thank you for that. It's www.driftwoodbysea.co.uk.
We will speak to you next time, sir.
Thank you very much indeed. Have a lovely day.
Thank you.
Cheers.
BBC Sussex with Joe Talbot.